Lift your hands high and whisper the name of the one that you are living for. His name is Jesus. See an irrigation happening. Watering your life from the dryness of life. Power of the Holy Ghost. Mahasheko bagaya dagalaya dagadaya. Receive the touch of His power. Touch of His power. Thank you, Master, for this awesome, auspicious presence. Thank you because not one person will live here the same way. The glorified Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. Lift up your right hand just in worship one more time. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. I welcome everyone here today to this awesome, auspicious service. We'll read all the way to verse 13. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, or forgive us our trespasses as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Someone say aloud, Amen. This morning I want to speak very quickly. It's our month of prayer for overflowing grace and glory. And I'm speaking very briefly on the subject before the anointing service of power to prevail on the subject, the principles and the purpose of prayer. The principles and the purpose of prayer. The principles and purpose of prayer. It's part one. Our objective is to understand, first of all, the basic fundamentals of prayer. What is the basic? What is basic regarding prayer? What is the basic thing about prayer? The second thing is to understand the purpose and reason why we pray. The purpose and the reason why we pray. What is basic? What is fundamental about prayer? And why do we pray? The concept of prayer and the concept of praying has been grossly misunderstood by so many in our world today. So many. Various categories of people pray for various reasons. I'll enumerate three reasons why some people pray. Number one, some people pray to fulfill a religious obligation. It's a religious obligation. It is for them the observance of religious rituals. Also, some people pray, secondly, to impress others. Remember the Pharisees saying, I pray three times a day, I do this, I do that. They pray to impress others about their religious piety or commitment, like the Pharisees. A third reason why some people pray is because of crisis and emergency. Again, people pray to fulfill a religious obligation. Observance of a religious creed or ritual. Some pray to impress others of their religious piety or commitment, like the Pharisees. And some pray only in times of emergency, crisis. For them, prayer is something to do to resolve a crisis. So if there is no crisis, if there is no urgency, no prayer. Those are wrong reasons to pray. Very quickly, we shall look at what prayer is all about. What does prayer seek to achieve? That will give us reasons for prayer. What is prayer all about? What does prayer seek to achieve? Number one, prayer is about communication or discussion between the creature and the creator. Communication, discussion is an engagement between the creator and the creator. Creature. Between God and man. Between the maker and the made. A communication. A discussion. Hence he said, our Father which art in heaven. It's a communication. Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 9. In Genesis chapter 18 verse 23 to verse 24. We see how Abraham was interceding concerning Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham drew near and said, will you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Will you also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? So it's a discussion. It's a communication. We are talking. Man and God are talking. Nothing more than that. It's not a quarrel. Number two, prayer is about the expression of value, honor, and reverence for the Creator by the Creature. It's about the expression of value, honor, and reverence for the Creator by the Creature. For the Creator, by the created. For God, by man. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So prayer is not all about going to make a request. Prayer is not all about going to resolve a crisis. It's not just about that. That is a part of it. When you spent 1 hour and you said, I came to honor you. I came to let you know that in you I live, I move, I have my being. I would have been dead long ago if not for you. When you came to do that for 1 hour, for 2 hours, for 3 hours, for 4 hours, you never wasted your time. You prayed, and you prayed indeed. As a matter of fact, that kind of praying, the prayer of adoration, can secure for you more drastic results than coming all the time with a petition or a supplication. Very important. There are people God has never heard such things from their mouth. Any
time they came to God is a quarrel, is something, such a crisis, something. God never heard that from their mouth. It's about the expression of value, honor, reverence for the Creator by the creature. Number three, prayer is about bringing to bear the authority, rule, and reign of God in the earth. Bringing to bear the authority, the rule, and reign of God in the earth. Another way to say it is bringing heaven's order into the earth. At the place of prayer, we seek to cause the earth to recognize the authority, the rule, the reign of God. It is bringing heaven's order into the earth. It's the kind of thing that Elijah did when he said, "Before God, whom I stand." 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1. "There shall be no rain nor dew in this land except by my word." It's making sure the earth has it the way heaven wants it. Both in the earth and in your life. So it is bringing to bear the authority, the rule, and the reign of God in the earth. It is letting the earth recognize that there is one who owns the earth. That's what we do at the place of prayer. So we are starting gradually and are now becoming more brutal at prayer. Thy kingdom come. That is what it is all about. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. That is what prayer is all about. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? I prophesy upon someone's life and family and destiny. Whatever is contrary to heaven's order and rule in your life, today it is collapsing. If you are saying amen, say aloud amen. If you are saying amen, say aloud amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. That was number three. Number four. Prayer is about accessing the will and plan of God for our lives and land. Accessing the will and the plan of God for our lives and our land. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 10 also. Habakkuk chapter 2 and in verse 1. I will stand upon my watch and I will watch to see what he will say unto me. And what I shall answer when I am reproved. The place of prayer is the place of accessing the will and the plan of God for our lives and our land. So the place of prayer is the place of revelation. It's the place where you know something. Come unto me, and I will call unto me, and I will hear you. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. And I will show you great and mighty things which you knew not. So it's a place that we access revelation, access clarity, access direction. What do I do with my life? Who am I meant to marry? I was at a junction of my life at a time, and I went for a 3-day fast. Lord, what are you saying concerning my life, concerning my ministry, I mean my destiny? I am at this junction. My life could go in any direction. It could go into the United Kingdom, because at that time we had placement with my wife at the University of London. Hammersmith Hospital, further study and work. They wrote us letters twice. It could go in other directions. practice at home, further postgraduate studies at home. Lord, what do you want me to do? And I was there at the place of prayer for 3 days. On the second day, in the evening, direction came, revelation came. That is the reason why we are seated here today. Somebody say amen. At another time, the Lord spoke to me and he said, because of the assignment I have for you, I don't want you to be confused on the matter of marriage. Seek me, let me reveal to you who you should marry, should be your partner for life and ministry. It took another 7 days, 3 to 7 days. Wasn't total fasting, just praying. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And before the seventh day was over, a little here, a little there. The person is like this, the person is like that, the person is like this. And by the time it was before the seventh day, oh, is that the person? I know the person. I've even been praying for her, for God to give her a good husband. Are you following what I'm saying here? If such praying and such clarity was not sought, maybe today we'd have jumped into a very, very terrible marriage. Struggling with ministry, struggling with home. By his mercies of God, I have zero concern at home. Zero. That is, you are not running home with your heart beating. It's one of the greatest help that anybody can receive. You are not under pressure. You are not. You see, so the place of prayer is the place of accessing the will of God and the plan of God for your life. The place of revelation. And I prophesy to someone here today, everything that is needed, whatever you need to know in this season, I declare it is revealed. Access is released. In the name of Jesus, before this month is over, any clarity you need in any area of your life, the clarity is released. Those trusting God for marital settlement, this month is not permitted to end until you understand God's will for you in marriage. Those for financial settlement, career settlement, and destiny settlement, the month is not permitted to end until you understand His will for you. You believe that? Say loud, amen. Accessing the will and the plan of God. That was number four. Number five, prayer is about accessing supplies beyond the scope of the earth. Accessing supplies beyond the scope of the earth. It is going beyond the natural realm to meet life's needs. Going beyond the natural realm to meet life's needs. There are many things that we need that the earth cannot make available. There are things of our life that it takes only heaven to make available. Give us this day our daily bread. You know, this place that we are here, I said many times that it was revealed in the vision of the night. The location where the church will be. Already we had gotten big lands at other axes like the Karshi area, the Nasarawa on your way to Kefi, around the, you know, the Redeemed side, the, you know, around the Living Faith side, up there. We have gotten properties, big, plenty lands there. And then God said to me, the Lord ministered and he said, I should remember what he showed me in the night. The revelation about this site on the airport road. So I called one of our property agents, laid hands on him, and I said to him, when you go on your way to the airport road, look right around so and so place. The property that belongs to this church is around that, is located there. It is your job to find it. Take oil and go and bring the land. I anointed him with oil. And within 7 days, he returned. He said, I have found the land. I said, can we go now? Let's go. And we came here straight. They showed us several areas here.
And they said they had hundreds. The same group of people that owned the place, they said they have hundreds of land, hundreds of hectares. And they can sell as much as we are ready to buy. When we came to this place, I told them, I said, here is it. They named the price, which is not cheap at all. And God was equal to the task. Now let me tell you why I'm telling you this story. When we came in here with some of our, we came in here before the construction started with people like God, Servant, Baba, Gio, Papuyedeko, and many of them. They passed through here. Even Uncle Billy Akoni passed through here. So we all brought a lot of people here, and the unanimous thing that everybody was saying is, even if you have the money, how do you get the land at this kind of place to buy? That is, you have all the money. How did you locate the land? It is supplied beyond the scope of the earth. Where God gave it, He kept it for you, and then at the right time removed the veil from it. Yes, at the right time He removed the veil from it and gave it to you. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are things that are not hidden from us, but hidden for us. God didn't hide it from you. He only hid it for you. So that at the right time, you can access it. And you access it at the place of prayer. That's why I told you all the long story. If you got the money, how did you get the land? Because you can have some money, but you can't get some things. You can have some connection, but you can't get some things. You can know some people, but that knowledge is useless. It didn't produce nothing. So God links you and connects you with supply that is beyond the scope of the earth. It was not the earth that made it possible. It was God that made it possible. I speak to someone here today. I prophesy to you, a new season is upon you. The same thing happened to us at the Area 1 church. After we had, take your seat, the first place this church met was at the Arts and Culture Option 2 restaurant there. The next place was the Abuja Hilton, Sheraton Hotel. And then after we had done about 5 months plus at Abuja Sheraton, they told us it was rainy season, and so three churches were meeting at the ballroom there at the same time. You know, and then a point came, they told us, they said it was rainy season and the footwear was going to destroy the rocks and so on. You know how the place is. So all of a sudden, we had to begin to look. One Sunday we worshipped in three places. One Sunday. That is, we left Sheraton because Sheraton will not have us use the place that Sunday morning. We went to Women Development Center where they said that the president at that time, remember the one that passed at that time, the soldier man. The president at that time was going to have a meeting on Tuesday, and because of that meeting on Tuesday, the church cannot hold on Sunday. They have to do a security sweep ahead of that meeting. So we couldn't meet at the Sheraton. We couldn't meet at the Women Development Center. The same Sunday morning, we had to look for a venue. We went, I think it was Rockview Hotel. And they had never used the place for church before then. I don't know if they are using it for church after that. They said they would give it to us only for that Sunday. So we kept some people at the Sheraton, kept some people at the Women Development Center to direct people to the place on Sunday morning. So people were looking for church on Sunday morning. And then they arrived at that place. And I stood on the altar and I told them, the wondering and the wondering what is happening is over. That was the message topic that Sunday morning. The wondering and the wondering
is over. That same Sunday, in the evening, someone who came around, he said to me, he said, where is the church location? I said, we are looking for church location. He said, I have a property where they call Church Village. I believe it was that same evening. I have a property in the place they call Church Village. Can you take a look at it in case you like it? So we drove there, and it was the first one. By the time you enter the place they used to call Church Village, it was property number one. All the other churches were right inside, by the right. What do you want to do? So, well, you can start worshiping on it first, and later on they name the price. The first half of it that we bought, we paid for it cash out of reserve. Am I communicating? Of a young church. And within 7 weeks, the roof of the church was in place from foundation. Within how many weeks? That was the kind of speed that this church started with. By 1 year anniversary, we had canopies outside. Hallelujah. I think it's important for you to be abreast with this history. So, and most of the churches there were on temporary site. So when demolition came and they were demolishing people and moving people away, people were wondering why we couldn't be moved. Because this was property that was bought. Before you could say, praise the Lord, we did recertification. So they came and looked at us and, oh, what can we do against these people? Nothing. I prophesy to you today, what has been kept for you from the foundation of the world, no devil shall touch it. What has been kept for you from the foundation of the world, no devil shall touch it. What has been kept for you from the foundation of the world, no devil shall touch it. Shout the loudest, amen. During that demolition exercise, they were demolishing churches. Somebody ran to me. He said, excuse me, sir. Hey, there is news. Even a newspaper had already carried it. That our church was involved in, was included. The man of God genuinely said, somebody working with develop FCD, some this and that. The news, they say, they are coming. I say, calm down. Calm all the way down. I said, no devil. Multiply them 1,000 times. No devil can bring down this structure here. None. They haven't burned that devil. Go to sleep. If the structure needs to come down, we'll bring it down ourselves. Jesus said, nobody taketh my life from me. I have the power to lay it down. I have the power to take it up. Nobody built it for us. Nobody can bring it down for us. Am I communicating? At that time, the person in charge of the ministry at that time was very, very aggressive against churches. But not that one. You know, no matter how drowsy the dog is, drowsiness cannot worry it near the bed of a lion. Hey! Somebody shout the loudest, amen. We didn't know that there was anything called Church Village. But somebody is seeing us and saying, where they call Church Village, I have a property. Only for the property to become the number one you meet before you enter the rest of the place. And this one came last. Just get ready. God is about to surprise you. God is about to surprise you. What belongs to you, no devil shall take it from you. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord the praise as to take your seat. Is somebody getting anything here this morning? Accessing supplies beyond the scope of the earth. Number six. Prayer is about nakedness and openness before the Creator. Nakedness and openness before the Creator. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgive me my sin. You are naked, like we say, but not ashamed. It is the place of character adjustment. In Genesis chapter 32 verse 27, God finally asked Jacob, what is your name? He had lied many years ago that he was Esau. Now he had to be open. He had to be naked. There are people that go before God and they are still lying to God at the place of prayer. Nobody is hearing them, but they are lying. That's a battle. It's a very terrible situation. Lord, you know that I did not mean to disobey you. Calm down. This one now is between you and God, so be truthful. Be truthful. In medicine, before the wound can be healed, it is opened. It's called wound debridement in English or debridement in French. You just brush it open until the wound is bleeding. And then when it is bleeding and fresh blood is coming and the place is red, then you know it will heal. If it's black, you know it won't heal. It's gangrenous. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So you go before God and you just open up. That is a major aspect of prayer. Here am I. I just want to be helped. I'm still smoking. And the truth, God, is that I enjoy it. That is the fact. I enjoy this thing. The only thing that is to destroy that joy. You are not lying to God. You are telling him the truth. Just right there. And God likes people who tell such truth. When I was rededicating my life to Christ in 1986, I told God, I said, you know what? I don't have problem. I don't tell lie at all. I don't steal. I won't touch anybody's thing. Those are not issues. I told him the things I don't have any issue with. Then I also told him the things that he need to help me with. I grew up in a palace where palm wine flowed. You don't know. My father was a traditional chief. So as young as seven, or less, if you are passing and wine is flowing, you can just, can you taste it? I won't tell you other things. And God killed it on the spot. Everything dried. So you come before God and you are open, completely open before God. It's about nakedness and openness before God. Number seven, prayer is about spiritual surveillance. Time is almost up. Spiritual surveillance and watchfulness against the agenda of the enemy. Spiritual surveillance and watchfulness against the agenda
of the enemy.
Spiritual surveillance and watchfulness against the agenda of the enemy. It is the place to watch and pray. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Where you stand to watch, where you stand in vigilance. He said, I will stand on my watch and I will watch. So if we pray well, we will watch well. The meaning of that is, every angle the enemy is trying to branch, to interfere and intervene in your life, he is arrested. Surveillance and watchfulness is a major department of prayer. If you pray well, you will watch well. And if you watch well, you check the enemy. Finally, number 8, prayer is the place of inquiry and inquisitions, where you are free to ask questions and find out the reason of things. It's the place of inquiry and inquisition, where you are free to ask God questions and find out the reason of things. Inquiry and inquisitions. Jeremiah chapter 33 and in verse 3. Chapter 33, call unto me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which thou knewest not. I will answer you. It's the place of inquiry. Jeremiah chapter 6 and in verse 16. It says, stand in the ways. Thus says the Lord, stand ye in the ways. And see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein. And you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Prayer is that place where you are asking, Lord, what are you saying to me? Lord, what do you want me to do? Lord, I just told you a lot of them just now. Who is my life partner? Who do you want me to marry? And so on and so forth. Is that place of inquiry. The meaning of this is, prayer is not all about asking for things. Prayer is not all about confronting God. Prayer has many, many departments. My counsel is just one this morning, and then we shall proceed beyond this. Number one, and that is, let prayer flow out of relationship and not out of mere requests or urgencies. Let prayer flow out of relationship and not just out of mere requests or urgencies. Let prayer flow out of relationship and not out of mere requests or urgencies. Let prayer be an atmosphere, not an incidence. Let it be your atmosphere. Maybe you can take that as point number 2. Let prayer be an atmosphere, not an incidence. An attitude, not an act. An atmosphere. Hence he said, pray without ceasing. That is, live inside prayer. Second, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17. Pray without ceasing. Live inside prayer. And Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Let prayer be an incidence, an atmosphere, not an incidence, an attitude. Not an act. I said it long time ago, and let me repeat it again. If God does not recognize your voice, he times of peace, he may not respond to that voice in times of crisis. Do you hear what I just said? If he doesn't recognize your voice when there is no problem, you are in tune with him. You are in discussion with him. You are friendly with him. If he does not recognize your voice in times of peace, he may not respond to that voice in times of crisis. Oh God, oh God, oh God. He said, who is that one talking? Which stranger is this one? Am I your heavenly father or your heavenly banker? Are you coming to put me under pressure? I cannot be pressurized. I'm the Most High. I put the devil and his agents under pressure. Can't be pressurized by any man. If he does not recognize your voice. Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debts you pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. Abu onye dikagi, chuku diye bube, onye dikagi, onye nenyendu, Almighty God. There is nobody like you. Eche to be sike. Onye di kagi. Dimi 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 abasi dimi. Di 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 abasi di. Abasi di o di o di o. Abasi di. Dimi dimi di abasi di, dimi 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 abasi di, abasi di oh di oh di, abasi di oh di oh di. Dimi, dimi, dimi abasi di. Dimi abasi di. Abasi di oh, di oh, di. Abasi di oh, di oh.
Abakadagalaya.
Dimi, 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 dimi abasi di. Oh, abasi di, abasi di, oh, abasi di.
Everybody sing it now.
Di, 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 abasi di. Oh.
Everybody sing it now. Mahashiva Gagagala.
Oh.
Give me your
For his word to you this morning. Thank you for what we have received. Father, we love you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Be glorified. Be honored. Be adored. Thank you, Master. And thank you, Adonai. And thank you, Elion. Lift your hands. The atmosphere is right for his touch this morning. I just perceive a very heavy, weighty presence of God doing some things in the lives of people.
God, Jesus, 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 chant everywhere.
It is enough that Jesus died. That He died for me. And it is enough
that Jesus
presence everywhere here. His power, His anointing. Go ahead and worship Him. His presence is here. His power is here. His anointing is here. Lift up your hand. Just maintain quietness if you can. Whisper that name, Jesus. He's here. The Master is here. Lift up your two hands. And you will call on that name. You say, because of the savour of thy good ointments, thy name is as anointment poured forth. Therefore, the virgins love thee. Songs of Solomon chapter 1, verse 4. His name carries an anointing. Three. Because of the savour of thy good ointments, thy name is as an ointment poured forth. Therefore, do the virgins love thee. His name carries an oil. And that name is about to break yokes. Dissolve mantles in your life now. Dissolve battles in your life. Lift your hands high. Father, let the name of the Lord break the yoke of the life of this man, of this woman. Right now. When I say go, you scream, Jesus, and place the hand on your head. I'm blasting tongues. Let the name break the yoke of your life. Let the name change your story. Let the name usher you into a new phase and a new dimension of life right now. Go, Jesus! Yeah!
for you today. To love you. To worship you. To live for you. In the name of Jesus. Father, I ask today that your authority, your rule, and your reign will be established in my life, in my family, in my destiny. Your rule, your reign, your authority will be established in the church, in Nigeria, will be established in Dunamis. Your rule, your authority, your reign will be established in our nation, in Nigeria. Oh Lord, now open your mouth and pray. Establish your rule, your reign, your authority. Precious name. Lift your hands and say, Father, I ask that your will and your plan will be revealed and unveiled to me in this season. Your will and your plan for my life, for my family, for my destiny, for our church, for the church in Nigeria, for Nigeria. Reveal, unveil your will now. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift your voice and speak to God. Reveal your will. Let me say, Father, I access your supplies beyond the scope of the earth. What man can give, what man can't do, I access them now. I access your supplies for my life, for my family, for my destiny, for the church in Nigeria, for this church. Father, I access that supply that man can give, that man can't offer. I access them now. Open your mouth and pray. I access that supply for my life and for my family. Supplies that man cannot give. Supplies that the earth cannot offer. Supplies that nobody can provide. I access my supplies. Supplies beyond the scope of the earth. I access them now. In Jesus' precious name, lift your hands and say, Father, I open up my life before you. I come before you today to open myself to you. In the name of Jesus, adjust my life. Every area that needs adjustment. Help me to see and adjust them. Open your mouth and pray right now. Yeah.
Say, Father,
Father,
help me to be watchful.
Help me to be watchful.
Never to be taken by surprise. Unawares by the devil at any time. Help me to be watchful for my life, for my family, for my destiny, for the church in Nigeria, for this church, for dynamis, for our nation. Help us to be watchful. Never to be taken by surprise or unawares by the devil. I receive, we receive the grace for watchfulness now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Father, help me to be watchful. Help me to be watchful. Never to be taken by surprise and never to be taken unawares by the devil. To be watchful. To be watchful in all things and be watchful at all times. Never to be taken by surprise. Never to be taken unawares. And say, Father,
Father,
I ask that you will show me, the things I need to know. Father, is there something I need to do to move forward, to change level, to change my life, to the next level? Is there anything you are saying I am not hearing? Is there anything you are showing I am not seeing? Is there anything you want me to do I am not doing, or I am not aware of doing? Show me, Lord.
Show me, Lord.
Speak to me, Lord. Open your mouth and pray. Is there anything you are showing I'm not seeing? Is there anything you are saying I'm not hearing? Is there anything you want me to do I am not doing? Father, show it, Lord. Mahashadada. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He's worthy to be praised and adored. While that song is on, if you are healed in your body or you had an encounter this morning in the course of this service, step forward. If something happened to you, you can move your hand. If your hand couldn't move before now, you came with a growth in your body, is deflated. Remain standing. We are not sitting down. Something happened to you just now. God touched you. God healed you. God delivered you. Just step forward here. Take it.
Let's be the name.
Somebody celebrate the King. Everybody sing. Blessed be the name. Everybody sing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Every
And a shout of praise. Take your seat 1 minute. And quickly, let's know what happened.
This is Mr. Adebowale. He said he does air conditioned work. He was trying to fix air condition about a week ago. It fell.
While this is going on, please. All right, go ahead.
It fell on that right hand, and he couldn't lift up that right hand for the past 1 week. As that declaration went forth, the power of the Lord landed on that hand, and the hand is currently free now. He can lift the hand freely for the first time in 1 week.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand. It remains free in Jesus' name.
This is Sister Rebecca. She said she went for a friend's birthday party 3 weeks ago. She ate something there. And since that time, for 3 solid weeks right now, she has been feeling a sharp pain on the chest. At the declaration of that word, that sharp pain took off.
Every arrow from hell retrieves and returns back to hell in Jesus' name. You are free.
Sister Vivian said, while the hot prayers was going on, she saw herself in a cage, padlocked with a gate. And power came upon her. When she fell under the anointing, she saw that padlock open and she came out.
Every cage they have caged your life and caged your family and caged your destiny. You are out of that cage this morning in the name of Jesus. Out of the cage in Jesus' name.
Brother Matthew said 3 days ago, all of a sudden began to feel pains on the left side of the eyes. He said such that the eyes was bringing out tears. He said it happened down to this morning in the course of the worship. He said the tears stopped, the pain has gone, and he can see clearly. He said to give God praise.
Congratulations, you are free in Jesus' name.
And Sister Julina said, for the past 2 weeks, she has been experiencing excruciating back pain. In the course of the service, said the pain took off, and she said to give God praise.
Give the Lord a big clap, be free in Jesus' name.
Sister Patience said, for over 6 years, she's been struggling to get admission. And within those course of time, she has seen herself struggling to climb ladder, not being able to climb. And she's seen herself being chased in the dream of the night. But at the shout of Jesus, she said, a dark veil left her face.
Everything the devil used to cover your life today, they are destroyed in Jesus' name.
Yeah, Sister Juliet has been experiencing financial dryness. And he said, after that declaration, he saw a can of oil being poured into her right hand. And she believed.
Congratulations. Can you stretch your two hands in front of you? Every one of you else, your testimonies are permanent. Because of time, maybe we'll take it in the second service. If you are still available to take it before you proceed, give the Lord a big clap of hand. Stretch your hands in front of you. I declare that your hands be empowered, and what is yours, no devil shall take it from you. In Jesus' precious name. Very, very quickly, everyone here this morning, you have not given your life to Jesus. You need to surrender your life to Jesus to make your ways right with Jesus. Pick your Bibles and your bags and step forward here. While they are coming at the same time, communion stewards and the communion servants could take their position and serve the communion very rapidly. You want to make Jesus the Lord of your life. You want to be forgiven of your sins. You want today to be a new day in your life. Carry your Bibles and carry your bags and quickly rush to the front here. I'll give you the count of 7. Don't sit down. You are saying, Pastor, I am a sinner. I want to be sincere with God and I want my sins to be forgiven. I give you the count of 7. Quickly, 1.
Lord, I give you my heart. Lord, I give you my soul. I live for you alone.
Only for you, only for you alone.
Service is on. While this call is on, you are right there and you are saying to me, Pastor, I want an addiction broken. I'm smoking, I'm drinking, I'm doing one thing or the other and I don't like it, and I believe God does not like it and it will lead me to hell. I want the chain broken, the addiction broken. Quickly carry your Bibles and your bags and come forward right now. I'm tired of gambling, I'm tired of smoking, I'm tired of womanizing, tired of prostitution, I'm tired, whatever you are tired of, come forward and let the yoke be broken. I've got my mind made up and I want, because I want to see my Jesus. One. The praise and the honor. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name. Place your hand on your chest and those of you standing and pray this prayer after me. There are more coming. Please come join us and say after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I ask that you forgive me my sins and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken of your life and the grace to live for God be released upon you. I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Amen.